Okay, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, this morning we are at Psalm 49. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your Word. We pray now that as we read your Word, that you would bless us and care for us. That you would let us trust in you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go, Psalm 49. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear this, all peoples, give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark sayings on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity at my heel surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly. And it shall cease forever, that he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. What is this about? Right? It doesn't matter how much money you have, you can't buy your soul back. Right? You might amass all the wealth in the world. You could have the greatest 401k imaginable. You could have all the gold possible. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you can't do anything about your soul. What's your trust in? For he who sees wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless person perish and leave their wealth to others. Did you hear that? You could amass all the wealth you want, but at the end of the day, you're going to be put in a box and buried underground, and your money's going to go to someone else. Their inner thought is that of their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beast that perishes, right? You can name cities after you. You can have streets named after you. You can create a whole town called Bryansburg, but it doesn't matter. You're going to die. It doesn't matter. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of their posterity who approve their sayings. Like sheep they are laid in the grave, death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Did you hear that? Who will deliver our soul from the grave? God Almighty. And he did this in Jesus Christ. Even here in Psalm 49, God is telling us that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead for our justification. He is the first fruits of the dead. He is the first fruits of the resurrection. Because Jesus has risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, I have confidence that he will raise me also. Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives, he blessed himself. For men will praise you when you do well of yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see the light. A man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beast that perishes. Will you be like the beast that perishes? Will you be like one who does not recognize that every single good and perfect gift comes from your Father above, and that everything in this life will eventually go away? We're eventually going to die. That's the guaranteed reality of our life, is that we will perish. But the righteous hope in the Lord. But the righteous will see life eternal. Because God has redeemed us with more than gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Do you trust in Christ? Do you rest in him? do you forsake this world and the things of this world and cling to God and his righteousness? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have told us that there are things about life that are greater than money and greater than riches. And we thank you that you have paid the ultimate price in Jesus Christ, that you have purchased our souls, and our bodies will one day be risen again. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May he fill you with joy and peace, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.